How are people trying to meet safely during the pandemic? The outdoors is a big part, visiting from a distance, on a porch, or folding chairs in the yard. In Washington, D.C., NPR's Nina Kravinsky found people using the space inside a traffic circle.
On a recent Friday evening, a group of people are dancing around a marble fountain in DuPont Circle, a historic park in downtown D.C. Despite the occasional drizzle, picnickers are scattered around them on the benches and the grass lawn, many of them eating from takeout containers. Grace Guerrero Ramirez and Ari Davis are eating pizza they picked up from a place nearby.
Yeah, we're hungry and wanting to get some food, but we're not quite comfortable with, sitting down at an actual restaurant, so.
They're not alone. Parks across the city are drawing crowds normally seen only on weekends, according to D.C.'s Department of Parks and Recreation. For many city dwellers who don't have yards, parks offer a place to see their friends at a safe distance from strangers. And that's turning parks like this one, which is actually in the middle of a traffic circle, into social magnets for people like Guerrero Ramirez and Davis.
And it's really cool how people have reappropriated the spaces. Like, we have people here dancing, listening to music, and it's just a really, really good vibe.
They're enjoying a bit of alcohol with their dinner, which they've concealed in their water bottles. Other people in the park are drinking wine openly. There's actually been a 42% decrease in arrests for open container laws this summer. DC police say their focus is on helping stop the spread of COVID-19, and they emphasize that they're doing that through education on social distancing and mask wearing, rather than enforcement. Across the park, another group of picnickers is celebrating a holiday.
It's Eid al-Adha.
Neha Mispa is from Florida, where COVID-19 infection rates are much higher than in D.C. That's why she didn't go home, like she usually does, for the Muslim Feast of the Sacrifice. This here is her social life now, and not just on holidays.
I've actually done this quite a few times to, meet up with people, because most of us are usually here alone without our families. So, yeah, we do a lot of picnics now.
Mispa's friend, Ali Marmel, says he's tired of socializing only online.
Sometimes FaceTime isn't really enough.
Parks like DuPont Circle used to offer a break from the bustle of the city, but in the time of COVID-19, they're now very much a part of it. Nina Kravinsky, NPR News, Washington.